This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two-time World Series MVP, number five, Corey Seager.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Really, this was truly special. You know, we appreciate all your support, but I just got one thing to say. You know, everybody was wondering what would happen if the Rangers didn't win the World Series. I guess we'll never know.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Play that clip especially for Jared Sandler, who at the parade jumped up out of his seat and fist pumped, and it was awesome. Jared, welcome to 105.3 The Fan's opening day.
Thanks, guys. It's pretty cool, huh?
Did you ever hear what I said I wanted to happen after you jumped out of your seat?
Like my pants rip?
I wanted you to jump on stage because I thought you might, and then Corey Seager take you on a piggyback ride all around the stage right there, like around the players. As that's what I thought you
I'll
wanted
tell
to
you
happen.
What, if the Rangers repeat, I will make that happen. I'll tell Corey.
Oh my God.
The parade will include a piggyback ride of some kind. If they can go back-to-back or win, gross. I'll even say this. If they win either this year or next year, if you remind me, I'll make sure that
Hell
happens.
Hell yeah! Yes.
But that was awesome.
You were so excited.
I was excited. Yeah.
I got more excited because of how excited you were.
Yeah, I was so fired up. And Mike has seen this, I think, playing basketball. Like I will get incredibly fiery over certain things. You guys experience this to some degree, but not even to the full degree, because I have to kind of compose myself in the post game. But that was pretty awesome. And you guys know how I feel about Houston and that dig. And coming from Corey,
yes,
like coming from that guy in that moment, delivered in that way, was perfection.
Now,
why is Mike not opening a bag of popcorn right now? It just seems like right now should be the time.
We purposefully did not play that audio, which is also one of my favorites from the night the Rangers won the World Series. But, Jared, I wanted to talk some logistics with you about opening day and who broke camp with the team. I realize that who's on the roster today is not even close to the end-all be-all, but some of the moves: Jake Latz, Yuri Rodriguez make the opening day roster. So does Jose Urena. Were there any surprises in the mix, or especially in the last week, did you see it kind of trending this direction?
I would say in the last 4 days, 4 to 5 days, it seemed like when the team finished their Arizona schedule, their Cactus League schedule on Saturday, this was sort of what I felt like was going to happen. Now, for the weeks leading up, I thought Grant Anderson would have a role in the bullpen.
If he didn't have an option, do you think he would?
Well, but I think it's the same thing. Like, Yuri Rodriguez has an option. And
yeah,
so
okay.
I think, like, I don't want to downplay the significance of this, but, like, Grant Anderson could very well be up on Sunday, and Yuri Rodriguez could be in AAA if the Rangers need to use a long reliever and want a fresh arm in there. So Yuri had a great camp. And I don't know specifically what led to the decision, Yuri over Grant Anderson, but we're going to see both those guys. Jake Latz was not someone going into camp I thought would make the opening day roster, but he had a really good camp, and I think he fills a few roles. One, he can be another left-handed arm out of the bullpen in addition to Brock Burke, who, you know, we saw last year. Bruce Bochy doesn't necessarily have a world of trust in. He can also be another long reliever. And remember, I think we talked about this last week. If your starting rotation out of the break or out of the shoot is a group that includes Bradford, Heaney, and Dunning, three guys that the Rangers don't necessarily push to 90 to 100 pitches very often, you need length in your bullpen, and Jake Latz offers that.
And same with Urena then, in terms of offering length in your bullpen, I would assume?
Yeah, and I think his addition is multifaceted in that
he could start.
He could start. He adds starting depth. And if you don't put it, he had too good of a camp that if he was not on the opening day roster, he would have exercised his opt out, which he had, and would have been picked up by another club. And so not only would you lose him in the immediate of, you know, the week or two to begin the season, but if you did need to dip into that starting depth, which we've talked about has maybe projected as a potential challenge. Now it's even weaker because you've lost a veteran starter who, hey, there's a reason why he was brought in on a minor league deal. The Rangers feel like they've altered some things that have made him better, but it's not like he's, you know, an all-star, but he's a guy who's got a lot of major league experience who can take the ball every fifth day and hopefully help you compete.
Somebody who was an all-star in a great story, Jared Walsh. I know you can't predict the future, but just from a numbers standpoint, it would seem as though, is this just a placeholder until Nate Lowe comes back?
It's a great question. Thank you. Yeah. in all likelihood, yes. Okay. And my hesitation is not to suggest that he might take Nate Lowe's job. It's more if Jared Walsh has a good first 3 to 4 weeks, and then Nate Lowe comes back. I mean, you're not just going to dispose of Jared Walsh. You know, you got to figure out how to balance that. Now, as you guys know, 4 weeks is a long time in baseball. You're going to have changes to the roster. Guys aren't going to perform. Guys are going to perform. Usually these things sort themselves out. But, you know, it's a fair question because there is a little bit of versatility with Jared Walsh. He can play a corner outfield spot. But at the end of the day, he's primarily a first baseman. He's a left-handed hitter, which is what Nathaniel Lowe is. He is a left-handed hitting first baseman. And you don't usually have room on the roster for two of those guys unless one is going to DH. And we've talked about the DH spot. Wyatt Langford's going to be there a lot, or maybe Adolis every once in a while. So it's a fair question, but I don't know that there's an obvious answer right now.
You know, Jared, I was kind of thinking as I was driving in this morning, there were some significant moments that might be forgotten about Mitch Garver. From that playoff run, like because he's not here this year, so you might forget about those moments, and they're going to try and replace that with a lot of different bats this year. I don't know if you know how many different lineups Bochy had to draw up last year, but I was kind of curious: do you think he'll ever this season have one that he's like, "That's my lineup"? Or do you think it's going to be kind of moving them around a lot throughout the year?
Sorry, I can't take you seriously. You got something on your lip.
It's probably.
Did you see that?
I'm dry. Yeah, yeah. I'm
sorry. I just. Balm, I was trying not to.
Shea butter with vitamin E. Yeah. Lip balm.
No, your lips look great, but there's something white hanging on your lip.
Yeah, it's lip balm, Jared.
Sorry, what was your question? No, I'm just kidding.
That's how we get the scoop.
I think Bruce Bochy would like to have consistent lineups. Obviously, it's not realistic that, you know, he's just going to have a set lineup for righties and lefties with injuries and rosters changing. We have seen, though, that he likes to maintain certain things game to game. So Marcus Semien leading off, I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. Corey Seager batting second, I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. I think the wild card in a lot of this is Wyatt Langford, and then where does Evan Carter hit against lefties?
Yes.
So I think Wyatt Langford might hit somewhere today, and today and Sunday they'll face a lefty, but I think that could change as the season goes on. I don't know if Wyatt Langford hits third today. I wouldn't be surprised to see Wyatt Langford become this team's number three hitter as the season progresses. So, you know, he stuck with a top five or six that was pretty consistent last year and then eventually started making changes. I think he'd like to have that consistency with that top part of the lineup. Maybe, you know, a different group with righties and lefties on the mound. But I think Wyatt Langford could earn his way quickly into a different role if he's not going to be right in the three hole today and then on Saturday when they face a righty for the first time in Kyle Hendricks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And as far as like Leote's role, is it kind of similar to last year? Is it his... I don't want to say to lose,
no,
but
it's a fair question.
Is it his job?
Yeah, I think when you look at, you know, one of the things when Kevin asked about Jared Walsh, you think about injuries and you think about guys not performing. And the guy who I think maybe is at the top of the list with a job to lose is Leote, because you've got Wyatt Langford there and you've got Evan Carter who can play center field, and then you could use the DH spot in a versatile way. Now, the thing with so let's take Jared Walsh and Nathaniel Lowe. One of the things I said was...
And you said 3 to 4 weeks. Is that how long we're...
I think, mid to late April for Nate. It's tough to have one of them on the bench, right? Because if one of them's not going to start, it's tough to use up one of your four bench spots on basically a one position, corner position in the infield player who bats the same way as the guy who's starting over him, right? Mm-hmm. They're both left-handed hitting first baseman. With Leote, that's not the case. Leote's a switch hitter. Not great against lefties, but he is a switch hitter. He runs well. He plays really good defense. There is a place for that guy on the bench, right? So if they decided, even if it's, hey, we're going to platoon Leote, which you don't typically see with switch hitters, but he really struggled against lefties last year. So maybe they put him in a platoon, and he's in there against righties, not against lefties. The one thing I would say, though, is Leote took a big step forward last year offensively. Still was a slightly below average performer across the league, but that was a step forward from where he was. He plays really good defense. You know, if you subscribe to WAR, he was about a 3-win player. More often than not, a 3-win player is an everyday player on a good team. So, you know, he had a good year, but they do need him because of the depth they have in the outfield to take another step forward offensively. And I don't think he's going to get a 3-month runway to do that. I think give him 2 to 4 weeks and, you know, maybe you start seeing some changes if he gets off to a really slow start.
There's 10 games to start the season that are very tough. This is a very tough, I know I'm going to include March into April. This is a very tough month when you look at the schedule. We do this a lot in, obviously, football, a 4-game package. Maybe in basketball, we look at a 10 to 20 game package and go this or that. In this first 10 games, Chicago's a solid team. We obviously know Tampa Bay last year. Didn't they start off 13-0 until they lost? So, I mean, they got off to a tremendous start last year. And then you're playing the Houston Astros for your first 10 games. Is 5-5? I know that there's a zillion games after that. But I feel like if you come out of these first 10 games, I'm giving my opinion and then you can talk about it, is I feel like if they are 5-5 after these first 10 games, I'm not going to feel great, but I'll feel pretty good at the start because of the schedule.
Yeah, can I add to that? Okay. So,
of course you can.
They have an off day on April 4th. And then on April 5th, they begin a stretch of 17 games in 17 days, which you always hear players, and Derek can talk about this, especially as a pitcher, you always hear players, like position players, say, we don't want to front load our off days.
Yeah.
But you also, early on, you still have pitchers that are maybe, stretching out a little bit, and this is where, you know, the optionable relievers help because you can keep fresh arms. You don't want to overextend people. Cold weather, that sometimes impacts things. But that 17-game and 17-day stretch, you got Houston twice, once at home, once on the road. Yes, you have the A's. All right, not too scared about that. Then you go to Detroit. I have so much respect for A.J. Hinch, and I think Detroit is a good team. I think Detroit is around a 500 team this year. And then you got Atlanta on the road. So, you know, that right there, that 17-game and 17-day stretch, Houston, Detroit, Atlanta with Oakland mixed in, that's not easy. But, you know, that's tough to have 17 straight that early in the season for some of the pitchers, especially when you got some guys who are still trying to
like work Lorenzen for up. Sure exactly. Will be in the rotation in that 17 game stretch.
Yeah, and
but Chris not Young, really built up tremendously well.
Right. Chris Young even said that, you know, without before knowing that Michael Lorenzen wouldn't start the season on the roster, said, hey, we're definitely going to use at least six starters during that stretch. You know, we're just not, it's not worth doing that to their starters. And you know, what Keith Law said about Nathan Eovaldi, it's fair, right? I mean, you know, he has had an injury history, and you don't want to put guys in compromising positions early in the season, especially with this team's pitching situation with, you know, waiting for three guys to come back over the middle to late months.
Well, you don't want to also overload those guys. You just came from a World Series title. You got that. So you didn't get as long of an offseason as most teams do. So you got to bring these guys back in. You don't want to put too much of a load onto them at the time.
I won't make fun of you for that.
I know, but it's pitching wise. I'm just thinking you can't really load them up like that right out the gate. And with, like Jared said, 17 straight games, the 6-man rotation is going to be huge. It's just a matter of now. You really have to rely on those guys to step up. For instance, I'm putting out there, I mean, we need Dane Dunning to do what Dane Dunning did last year. He has to be that guy at least. Bradford, he's getting the start in the rotation. We have to see him go the distance a little bit. We have to save the bullpen. I think the biggest thing that I worry about going into those stretches is the bullpen getting overused. And if you overuse them this early, that's going to hurt you down the road, especially after having a short offseason.
Quick question, because one of the people that we talked about at the beginning of spring training maybe trying to work their way in was Zach Kent. It didn't work out. The Rangers have now traded him to the Guardians for international bonus pool money. I'm just curious, Jared, why do you think it didn't click for Zach Kent, whether it's this spring or in general?
Yeah, I think the health stuff last year seemed to get him off course and didn't come back healthy. Or, sorry, let me rephrase. When he came back healthy, he was a different guy and did not look like the guy who people thought maybe had the best breaking ball in the system this spring. It just didn't look great. And unfortunately, you know, whether it's Zach Kent or Cole Wynn, you know, neither of those guys pitched in a way where you're like, yes, starting pitching depth. They might not make the opening day roster, but they're close to being ready, yeah. Which is kind of what Jack Leiter did. He did a good job. He was, you know, a positive notch this spring. So, you know, the Rangers, they had the ability to create a 40-man spot with Zach Kent. You know, I obviously don't know what's going on from the development side, but the Rangers have had a tough time developing pitchers. The guy to my right is one of the few examples of someone who has come up through the system.
Thanks.
And been developed in.
You didn't come up through the Rangers system.
Oh, no, you're right.
All right.
You know, Derek is, you know, when you ask people, like, hey, who's the last guy that you feel great about the Rangers developing? Derek's a lot of times the answer. And so they're hoping to change that with this new wave of arms coming up through the system. And maybe Jack Leiter helps to paint a new picture. But unfortunately, Zach Kent just didn't look like it was all there and put together.
You got to bounce, or can you stay?
No, I can stay.
Okay, awesome.
I mean, I'd love to be a coach, too.
Coming up next,
me too.
It's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bacsik and Jared Sandler and Derek Holland.
Woo! I'm here, too.
Yeah,
and me too. Corey Majors.
Yeah,
just us. About us.
Yeah, we're just setting you guys up.
The one thing, and maybe the only thing, football can't take away from baseball. Ooh. Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.